Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now. I'm Jeremy Hobson, broadcasting today from London. Prime Minister Theresa May's cabinet met this afternoon to discuss the deal she reached yesterday with the European Union. It would provide for an orderly Brexit from the EU. But it has to get through Parliament first, and she will need a lot of her own Conservative Party to support it. We spoke yesterday with two Conservative members at Parliament. John Redwood is what they call a Brexiteer. He told me there's little chance her latest deal will get through.
Well, I don't think her plan is even going to get through the European Union. It's quite clear that the Chequers plan was stillborn on arrival. As far as the European Union is concerned, you can't cherry pick from the single market. You can't be half in the market and half out of the market. We now seem to be looking at a worse series of proposals from the point of view of all of those of us who just want the UK to be a normal independent country again, in that it looks as if they are considering a withdrawal agreement which would impose a £39 billion super tax on the United Kingdom. In return for another 21 months of talks about how and when we might eventually stagger out of the single market and the customs union. Now, I and 17.4 million people, the majority in the referendum, voted to leave. We voted to leave not just the European Union, but we voted to leave its so-called single market and its so-called customs union. Both the Remain campaign made that clear it would be the result of voting to leave because they thought that was bad news. And the Leave campaign made it clear we'd be leaving the single market and the customs union because we think it's great news because we don't think they work at all well. They mug the customer, they mug many businesses, they tie us up in red tape, and they charge us a fortune in hard-earned money, which we have to send as a donation to a series of rich countries on the continent.
So you're okay with no deal?
I don't want a deal of the kind they have in mind because it drags us back into the very thing we said we were going to leave. It prevents us being an independent country, making our own laws and spending our own money, and it would cost us a fortune.
What about Northern Ireland? This is what the big sticking point right now is. What would happen to the Irish border with no deal?
Well, nothing would happen to the Irish border with no deal on our side. The British government would continue with similar border arrangements to the ones we have at the moment. First myth, it is already an international border. It is a VAT border. There are different levels of sales tax on our side to the Irish side, so there have to be sales tax adjustments. It's an anti-terrorism border. There has to be a lot of police cooperation. If the European Union wishes to impose all sorts of barriers on the Irish side, that is up to them, and that's something which the Republic of Ireland, as a subject member state of the European Union, will have to sort out with the European Union.
But that'll affect people in the UK as well. People in Northern Ireland would be affected by that.
Well, I don't think the European Union will do it. I mean, I've heard some comment that the European Union has also made clear that in practice, if we just left, they would not want to impose new barriers on their side of the border, and I would advise them not to. In terms of international trade, it's a very unimportant border. It's a border that matters to the people who live near it. But it's not a big trade border. The big trade borders are primarily the ones across the Channel between France, Belgium, Holland and the United Kingdom.
So obviously your Prime Minister, who's in the same party as you, doesn't agree with what you're saying.
No, I don't agree with her, but I think she'll find that most Conservative members, the members of my party, agree with me and not with the Prime Minister. And she will find that a large number of Conservative members of Parliament don't agree with her either. There are around 100 of us who take the Eurosceptic view that we should just leave and that we don't wish to sign a penal withdrawal agreement. And then there are about 15 Conservative members of Parliament who strongly want to stay in the whole thing and deeply regret the verdict of the British people in the referendum, who also are hostile to this particular proposal.
You think she's going to survive Theresa May as Prime Minister?
I have no idea. I mean, that's up to her. It depends on whether she understands the strength of feeling and goes along with what we wish, or if she decides to carry on seeking to sign an agreement with the European Union that her party doesn't agree with, in which case it would be very difficult for her.
What do you say to people in this country who voted the other way? Do you think they're all just stupid? They don't understand the stakes here?
Of course I don't think people who disagree with me in a free ballot are stupid. I'm a Democrat, and I respect their right to disagree with me. I've argued this case with them over many years. For 45 years, they had it their way, and I had to put up with membership of the European Union. And I accepted that because that was the result of democratic votes. And I assume many of those will agree with me that we've now had a fair vote the other way. So it's my turn now to have what I want with the many millions who agree with me.
What is this moment like for you right now, this week? Does it feel scary, exciting, what?
This week is like many other weeks, that we have been delayed on our way out of the European Union. So I live through every day just hoping the government doesn't do anything difficult, awkward, or put their foot in it. And I, above all, don't want them to end up with a bad agreement, which is where they seem to want to go, because I and my colleagues will have to vote that down.
John Redwood, a Conservative Member of Parliament. And now a different view from inside the same party. Kenneth Clark is a staunch Remainer. I asked him what he thinks will happen.
Anybody who tells you that they're confident they know what's going to happen is deceiving themselves. I have never seen a bigger shambles in all my life. I don't think the principal parties engaged know exactly what's going to happen. Obviously, there are desperate attempts being made to agree the withdrawal agreement, which above all means the Irish border. But that's all punctuated by all sorts of rows, personality clashes, political events, votes in the House of Commons. Heaven knows what's going to happen.
How likely is it that there will be no deal at all and Britain will crash out of the EU?
It's becoming an ever increasing possibility as a danger. No one wants a car crash like that. There are a handful of hardline Eurosceptics in Parliament who seem to think a no deal is positively desirable. But the chances of it happening by accident are going up week by week with every event that occurs. And the main problem, obviously, is we're getting desperately short of time.
So what would you advise? You would like to remain.
I would advise the one thing that I think we've certainly got to get is an agreement that, so far as investment and trade, our economic relationships and our security and other relationships are concerned, it's a transition period during which time nothing changes.
But the EU would have to agree to that too.
They would, but I think they don't want hopeless disruption at borders and everything else and all the crazy things that would happen if we literally had no legal framework at all in place on March the 30th. No one in the right mind normally changes any business-like arrangements until everybody's clear what we're changing to.
Should there be a second referendum?
I'm not in favour of referendums. They're a crazy way of deciding events. The referendum decided nothing because nobody gave any thought to what would happen if we did leave. I regard referendums as a daft idea. The Americans are extremely ruckety that they don't have them in their constitution. It's no way of running a whelk stall, let alone a serious government.
So is there any way at this point to stop Brexit from happening?
I wish I thought, obviously my preference would be to stop it, but I rather pessimistically assuming that we can't stop it. The political class as a whole have condemned themselves to being bound by it. All the politicians signed up and swore that they would obey the voice of the people, all thinking that Remain was going to win. Having signed up, so many MPs would have to go back to their own genuine opinions of the national interest to stop it. And they would provoke a very nasty backlash from hardline Eurosceptics who would start saying they were being betrayed.
Big picture, do you think that if Britain leaves the EU, that it is going to lose its stature in the world the way that it is right now, where it's really one of the key players around the world on a lot of big issues, that if it's not part of the European Union, it's just the UK, is it still going to be that?
I do think that. I mean, putting it more positively, I think the 45 years of membership have seen Britain's political standing in the world and our ability to influence events, look after our own interests, defend our values, has grown immeasurably. And we're walking away from all that. And that perhaps in no doubt in my mind that if we follow the result of the referendum, Britain is going to be a weaker political force in the world, and it's going to be poorer than it otherwise would have been.
I want to ask you one more question. Your party is split on this issue to some degree, as is the Labour Party. Why is that? Why aren't the parties together on what they want with Brexit?
It obviously cuts across the usual ideological, philosophical things that determine the difference between the centre-right, centre-left here. Now, both parties are hopelessly split. I mean, not the two factions. There are multiple factions in the Conservative Party, multiple factions in the Labour Party. The continued existence of both establishment parties must be in some doubt, although on both sides they'll strive to keep going. I mean, it's not unusual. This is happening in every Western democracy. The Americans have still got the Republicans and the Democrats. When I look at them, that's not the Republican Party as I recall it, and that's not the Democrats as I recall them. The angry, protesting, disappointed populist part of the population is rejecting the old governing class with its centre-right bloc and its centre-left bloc. And in Britain, the European issue just brings that out to the full.
Kenneth Clark, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
So, two views on Brexit from two Conservative members of Parliament who will have the opportunity to vote on Theresa May's plan. You can find all of our interviews about Brexit at hereandnow.org.